I think it's a shared responsibility. We must individually and collectively increase our various efforts at ensuring that we use the roads safely. Unfortunately, if you look at the figures, it doesn't look quite interesting compared to the same period of last year. It's been close to about 10% rise in deaths. Over the period, we have noticed that high occupancy vehicles are beginning to give some source of worry. Those that ply in city routes and those that carry more than 15, sometimes 20, 38-seater buses.
But Mr. Twahene, is it that the high occupancy buses are not serving a good purpose? I'm asking this because in the developed world, that is what is even driving their traffic jams to a very low level, and they ensure security because the drivers are taken good care of as chefs or chauffeurs. What are we doing wrongly here?
There is absolutely no agency that performs such a function in our space. So it is a gap, and we have been very frank to articulate that gap on a number of occasions. That part of our service operations must be properly regulated. The good thing is that there's a 2012 regulation which says that these operators must be licensed and issued with permits to the Ministry of Transport. And these permits should be subject to renewal based on satisfying certain conditions. Unfortunately, we haven't had the will to try to give effect to that piece of legislation. And I want to believe strongly to my mind and that of the Commission that it is partly the reason we begin to have problems with that section of the public, and we need to take urgent steps as a nation to address that gap. So we will continue to engage them.
He also touched on the role of the users of the road in containing the carnage.
We call on passengers and the traveling public to also assume some level of responsibility. It is not enough to just join a bus and decide to be quiet when you observe obvious misconduct. Your driver may be speeding, indulging in wrongful overtaking, kicking on the phone. Passenger, it's not enough to be quiet. I mean, your voice must be heard on risky conduct that may endanger your lives. That said, we will continue to engage with the law enforcement agency, which is the MTTD, and others like the DVLA, to look at opportunities for improvement so that we will turn back to stabilize the situation before we begin to look at how to reduce the impact before the end of the year.
Meanwhile, the National Vice Chair of the GPRT, Robert Saba, agrees with the National Road Safety Commission that the increase in the spate of road accidents is worrying. He told George Ankara that the union has stepped up its three-month education and training of the drivers. He also spoke about the caution and sanctions the union has triggered for those who are reckless on the road.
Very worrying. And in terms of the GPRT, every 3 months, as per our constitution, we are entitled or compulsory go to a meeting, and the road safety issue compulsory forms an agenda, you know, at every meeting. So we've been talking to our members on the need to ensure that we reduce, over speeding, wrongful overtaking, fatigue, you see, lack of maintenance of vehicles, bad eyesight, bad weather conditions. All these contribute road as when you look at road traffic regulation 2012 section 118, it has been stated that when you drive for continuously for 4 hours, you should compulsorily park and rest for 13 minutes before you continue with other journey. But most people neglect this simple instruction, and you see them, even though they are tired, they try to drive. And these are some of the things which we'll be educating our members on, just to comply and obey this simple instruction as per the road traffic regulation.
Apart from education, don't you think that screening your drivers before you employ them would be another additional strategy to reduce carnage on the roads?
Yeah, it's a good strategy anyway. But once the driver possesses a driving license, it means that driver has been tested by the DVLA before giving out driving license. So I think it would be very wrongful to stop a driver who possesses driving license from driving. The onus lies with the DVLA to ensure that qualified drivers, are given driving license. In any case, it is a good advice. We'll see what we can do about it. Sometimes we tax our station masters to make sure that when they hear any bad driving on the part of any member of the union, we try to caution that driver and sometimes we sanction them.
That was the National Vice Chair of the GPRTU, Robert Sabah.